Bass player Henry Grimes was an A-list jazz musician in the 1950s and 60s. He played with everyone from swing master Benny Goodman to free jazz saxophonist Albert Eiler, and then he disappeared. For almost 40 years, he lived a life of homeless shelters, day labor, and emotional isolation. Almost 2 years ago, Grimes returned to the bandstand. And in the last part of our series on elderly jazz musicians, NPR's Felix Contreras met up with Grimes. They talked about restarting his career at a time when many of his peers are struggling to survive.
Henry Grimes is about to be reintroduced to a smile.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fine.
I'm going to have your teeth ready to try in.
Okay.
Grimes sits in a dentist chair on New York's Upper East Side. Wearing a polo shirt and jeans, he nervously grips the chair arms and wraps his mouth around his new dentures as the dentist slips them in.
Let's take a look. You can close your mouth. Let's see. Let me see if you smile, how you look. How's that look, huh? This is a big moment.
It's the last step to fix a problem that Henry Grimes says started 25 years ago, when, living on the street, his teeth fell out one by one. He's been eating without them since then. Grimes is handed a mirror, and his first look jars a long-forgotten memory.
Makes me look like my father.
Grimes is a stocky man with thinning hair and a round face. His deep-set eyes are wary, almost haunted. Grimes' father passed away sometime during the 40 years the bass player had cut himself off from family, friends, and fellow musicians. Before he disappeared, Grimes was hospitalized and treated with Thorazine. He told a social worker he'd taken LSD, which worsened Grimes' already fragile mental health. He had a hard time coping with the competitive jazz scene in New York. Today, Grimes says he really had no choice but to go away. The only way he could continue to play music was to stop playing music.
I wasn't thinking about music at all. I was thinking about it, but not in a sense of creating some new music. So I'd say about 30 years I've been under that kind of a cloud, you know.
Grimes describes it as the big question. His companion, Margaret Davis, explains.
I think the big question was how to get from where he was to where he wanted to be in the music. And everything he tried didn't accomplish that. And then he stopped trying, and it happened. And now he's accomplishing it. And that's the answer to the question. What he had to do was stop trying.
It's not that he wasn't any good.
Henry was one of the swinginest bass players at that particular time.
Pianist Billy Taylor.
He was a guy who had a big sound. He was a guy who swung. He was a guy who, whenever he had an opportunity to really express something in the context of the trio, he did. No trio that I had before or after that sounded like that.
When I hear them say, you know, that I'm one of their favorite bass players, you know, that's really a surprise. I didn't think that I was liked that much.
And that may be one reason, says Billy Taylor, why Grimes disappeared.
He couldn't see his place. He said, you know, I can play. I have something to offer. Why is it no one will hire me? What am I doing wrong?
One other incident may have pushed Grimes over the edge, says Margaret Davis. She's not only his companion, but his manager and protector.
When Henry lost his bass 30 years ago, he lost his voice. And he also stopped talking to people during those 30 years because he couldn't really get anyone to understand what he was trying to say, or they weren't interested, or they didn't care.
It's difficult to know exactly what Henry Grimes went through while he was away from music. He speaks of the experience in abstract terms, the result, he says, of living in an abstract world on the fringes of society. He does say he lived a secluded life in Los Angeles, recharging his wounded psyche through physical labor.
I lived sort of, well, hard. You know, I lived in missions and that kind of a thing. Working for being a substitute for one day or something like that, you know. I'd work, go back to my hometown, cark out, you know, and then get up the next morning and go back to work, you know. I kept my aesthetic mind alive by writing poetry.
But Henry Grimes is better off financially than many of his peers who stayed in music. During his time as a day laborer, he says he was careful to submit his Social Security number to employers. Now, the 69-year-old can count on 38 years of Social Security and Medicare contributions. Many jazz musicians his age lack that kind of financial security. For decades, they've been paid in cash for performances and recording sessions with little or no deductions taken out. His monthly checks don't pay all the bills, but now Grimes is adding income from performances. 3 years ago, he was rediscovered in Los Angeles by a jazz fan and social worker. His story got out, the music press descended, and he started getting job offers. Grimes says all of the attention his return to New York has brought is a bit overwhelming.
I felt lost in the big city, you know. Even though I used to work here before, it was like the city seemed strange to me. It seemed different, and it was just hard to get around.
For that, Grimes relies on Margaret Davis. She also helped him land a new contract with a small Swedish label that will release some recordings he made in Europe last summer. Grimes has a new bass given to him by William Parker, one of the many younger musicians who were influenced by his recordings from the early 1960s. He's got new dentures, a clean bill of health from a psychotherapist, and doctors say he's in good physical shape as a result of his years of manual labor. He says it wasn't easy coming back. He was afraid of how he'd be received. He's grateful he was met with open arms.
Well, that made me feel so good. It's just the warm feeling that comes from everyone. It was like somebody put a rocket under there, you know. you know, off I went.
So while many of his peers now struggle from day to day to get the few gigs they can, Henry Grimes is enjoying a rare opportunity for a jazz musician his age, a fresh start. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
You can learn more about Henry Grimes and see earlier stories in our series on aging musicians at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.